Good morning, podcasters. How are you? Praise God. Good morning, Facebook. Good morning, YouTube. God is amazing. I'm overwhelmed by how amazing God really, really, really super is, okay? I love this. We're going to talk about All right, Tom, way to go. Hey, we're going to talk about some good things today. We're going to talk about chronic sicknesses. We're going to talk about how to maintain your healing, and that is going into more practical things. And then we'll see where we go from there. Now, he's talking to some folks and the Pharisees, and he said, in verse 19 of John chapter 8, he says, "And then they asked, 'Who is this father of yours? Where is he?' And Jesus answered, 'You wouldn't ask this question if you knew who I am or my father. For if you knew me, you would recognize my father too.'" And when we're having and dealing and healing, we're dealing with the things of the spirit. What we're actually looking at, okay, what we're actually looking at is Jesus, and remember in Matthew chapter 10, Matthew chapter 7 actually, Matthew chapter 10, he says this. He says, "In this way, I will show what the Father is really like." Okay, he says, "Ask anything in my nature, and if it's contained in my name, I will do it." And in this manner, I show what the Father is really like, okay? Now, before we get deeper, I want to also mention my two books, okay? I only have a couple left, and so I'm asking you to get these two books, okay? They're going to enrich you. They're going to help you. This is a 50-day devotional. It's kind of like a journal where you can write in it or make copies and then write in it, write on the copies, whatever you want, because you want to redo it and redo it and redo it, because God gives revelation and understanding to you personally, and that's what this is geared for. And you notice here that you have the dead, the flat line, you know, when somebody is flat lined, and then the heart comes back together and it comes back to life. This is how to get your heart back to life, by understanding how much God loves you. And this book here deals with how to get into soul health, okay? How your soul will heal, all right? Get those two books, man. Come on, get those two books. $25 paid for with shipping and handling, okay? And then so we want to be able to do that. If you can't afford, and the Lord showed me this last night, if you cannot afford $25, send me an email at tomandsarahministries@gmail.com. Send me an email and say, "Tom, I just can't afford the $25. Tell me what you can afford, and I will send it to you." Some people may be able to afford more than $25. That's fine. And then this way we can get these books into you. They're important for you to get. They'll help you to walk in the things of the Lord. So I wanted to talk about these things called chronic illnesses. And I want to come with the aspect of this is how we're going to show what the Father is really like. All right. If we knew who Jesus was or the Father, and then you would recognize the Father in me. And that's what I want people to see in me is the Father. I want them to see the Father in me. Okay, I want them to see Jesus so that I know, like what Paul said, be an imitator of me as I am of Christ, as I am of the Anointed One. All right, Christ was not Jesus' last name. Okay, and so I want people to be able to say, I want to be able to say to people, be an imitator of me as I am of Christ. Okay? Praise God. I got to tell you that there is a a deep, deep sense today for people to be set free. Somebody asked me about chronic diseases, all right? Somebody asked me about the chronic problems that they have. And so that's where we're at, and that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit today. What about chronic sickness? What about chronic diseases? What about the all these things? Jesus took care of them. Jesus already took care of those chronic sicknesses. All right? If you have chronic pain, if you have chronic sickness, what you have to do in this case is to go back to where the pain first started. If you've had prayer for it, all right, especially from believers, if you've had prayer for it, you can go back and you can say, when did this first take place? All right. Yesterday, I gave an example of my back. All right. The Lord showed me as I was talking my back issue. All right. I have this back pain that is persistent. Okay. And a lot of it comes from lifting heavy things. I get it. But also, this chronic pain in my lower back happened when I was digging a garden for my ex-wife. And so in that process, never was there a thank you for doing it. And in fact, it was hard. This garden that I dug and got hurt over actually was hardly used. And so for me, I felt it was a moment of ingratitude. And really, there was an unforgiveness in my heart regarding that issue. And so I asked the Lord, first of all, to forgive me for holding on to unforgiveness. And then I pronounced forgiveness to my ex-wife. And, you know, there was no response, but it's no big deal. For holding this against her, I did it for her, but I didn't do it for the thank you. All right, so you go back, and this has to deal with inner healing, and inner healing is a place where you can go deeper and deeper into your soul, and that's what From Breakdown to Breakthrough deals with, how to do it, and you can go there and you can talk to your soul. Remember, David said to his soul, "Oh soul, why are you disquieted within me? What's going on with you? Why are you downcast? Why are you sad?" And so you have these chronic things that are happening, and you have to get rid of it. How do you get rid of it? Go back to where it started. And you may not have the specific day, but you go back to where it started, and you say, "Soul, what's the deal?" And if there's unforgiveness, forgive. That's pretty easy. And because Matthew says this in Matthew chapter 6. He says, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father forgive you. So if you have to forgive, "I don't feel like forgiving." Well, I don't feel like it either, but sometimes you just got to do it. Jesus forgave you while you were on the cross. It's not, well, you should have been on the cross, but while he was on the cross, you have to forgive. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." So forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Chronic pain comes out of this whole aspect that you're better than the other person. And that pain continues. Digestive pains. My mom had a digestive issue. She was like in her digestive system, there was always something going on. And it stemmed from bitterness that was raging in her heart. Bitterness that was raging in her heart, and she had to be set free. Praise God, she got saved later on in life. But it ate up her insides. God wants you to understand that you don't have to hold on to these things anymore. You can let them go. So forgive that you may be forgiven. Remember the story of the parable that Jesus told of the slave that owed his master an enormous amount of money, the king. He owed him tons of money. And there was no possible way for this guy to repay it. So the king says, I forgive you of your debt. All right? And then he turns around. Now understand this, you were thrown in prison until you could pay your debt. You were thrown in prison until you could pay your debt. And there was no way he could pay it. They would take your children, they would take your wife. And then so he turns around to a fellow slave who owed him a day's wages. And he says, and this other slave says, please be patient with me. Like the slave did to the king. Please be patient with me. And then this slave that was owed the money from this other slave says no. And then the king gets wind of it. The king calls this other guy in, reinstates his debt. And he sets and the other slave was still in prison too, because this guy that he owed money to was the only one that could set him free. The king couldn't do it. You have to set people free. And if not necessarily for their sake, but for your sake. Remember, Jesus said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God said that he will repay him if they won't repay you. Even if they could repay you, his vengeance, it's God's vengeance because he came against his child. So release them. Find out and say, Lord, you know, I don't know where this thing's, I don't remember where this thing started. Okay? I don't know where it started, but it doesn't matter if you know or don't. God will reveal it to you and you let it go. And if he doesn't reveal it to you, then just let it go. And you will be free. Chronic pain does that. Chronic sicknesses does that. A digestive issue has a lot to do with something that you're bitter about. Something happened to you. And usually, and I don't have a case study on it, but usually that stems from sexual abuse. You're all torn. I hear people say, I'm just torn up inside. I'm torn up. Well, that's the thing. Let it go. Remember, each of the poundings of the nails that the Romans put in Jesus was for you. You and I should have been there. You and I should have been on that cross. But praise God, he took it for us, and all we have to do is come to him and just say, okay, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Who for the joy set before him endured that chronic pain. Go to that area of your life. Jesus told the woman caught in adultery, go your way and sin no more. You want to keep your healing? Go your way and sin no more. Don't fall back into that issue. All right? There's something deeper. And if you need inner healing from someone, go get them. If you need inner healing, go and get it. Find someone who can do inner healing. Not all of them are demons, man. But you open yourself up to the demonic activity by unforgiveness. Okay? I'm saying this to you today because it's so important to understand about these things. You have to understand it. You have to look at it logically. Okay? You know that you have a renewed mind when the impossible seems logical. I hear people say, I can never forgive him for that. Usually from women because they were abused by their father. I'll never forgive him for that. Well, you know something? Let God take care of it. Well, how do you maintain your healing? We're going to pass on to that. I don't have a lot to say about inner healing because it's a personal thing between you and Holy Spirit. All you have to do is just ask Holy Spirit to help you and walk you through it. And he may bring you to somebody who'll do it for you. I don't know that answer. But I do know that God will take care of it. Well, how do you keep healing? And I hear people say about that. I don't know how if that's the right phrasing, but it's the best that I got. Keeping your healing. You know, if you get healed from a cold, don't go outside naked and wet. If you were healed from cancer, then you have to change your diet and you have to, some things your immune system can deal with and you have to strengthen your immune system. This is practical. Juicing every day. I usually do carrot juice, carrots with celery, apples, garlic, and ginger. That's what I normally do on a juicing day. You drink that stuff, it helps your immune system. The garlic especially helps your immune system. And you want to strengthen your immune system to combat the thousands of cancer cells that come against you every day. All right, if you got massive headaches, drink lots of lemon water. I usually do lemon water or apple cider vinegar tea with lemon in it, you know, honey, and then you take out the toxins. You don't drink, you don't eat sugar. You know, what you do is you get this no sugar sweeteners. You know, I usually do the monk fruit or honey. I usually, and bee honey, not fresh bee honey, not this processed stuff. Take care of yourself. I'll tell you something else too. Take your turkey carcass. And what you do with your turkey carcass is you soak it in the water, get all the marrow out, get all the meat off of the bones, everything else, get the bones out, and then let it sit there. That becomes your stock for soup, all right? And you have turkey soup daily. Build up your immune system. Chicken soup works too, but build up your immune system. Because what you're going to have to do is if you don't build up your immune system, then you can't fight it. Well, what about a broken leg? And what about my shoulder pains? And what about muscle aches and all this other stuff that God healed me of? Well, those are different issues, all right? your immune system is not going to help you with a broken leg. So if you have a broken leg, and I remember this guy, he came into our fire starters group one time, and he was limping really bad. He had a cane, etc. And what happened was he had 5.5 inches at least of 5.5 inches at least of shortness of leg. So we prayed for him, and his leg over time took about maybe 10 minutes, but it came out totally where his leg was even, and he was still limping. We're like, what's the deal? And he says, I don't have a hip. Well, that's a big deal. And I saw God give this man a hip. Crazy. But what you do at that point is you go to a physical therapist. You start working out and building up the muscles. right? If you have back issues, build up your ab muscles, your core. And stop lifting with your back and start lifting with your legs. Work on your upper body strength. If you get migraine headaches, drink more water. Get the blood flow in there. You know, if you've got stuff in your heart, plaque in your heart, well, dude, you know, what you got to do is you have to be able to, in your arteries, if you have plaque in your arteries, you have to eat right. So eat right. This is how you maintain what God has supernaturally done for you. Okay? You know, it's like this guy went to the doctor and he said, hey, you know, it hurts when I do this. You know, when I bang the hammer on my finger. Well, stop banging the hammer on your finger and it won't hurt. I have two broken fingers, okay, in the joints, the middle finger on both hands. And there's arthritis that has developed in there. Well, what happened was when I was playing basketball, I would always bend my finger back on the backboard trying to dunk or trying to block a shot or something. Yeah, I could jump at one point. And so what happens is that now I have arthritis from it, but if I don't want to have arthritis, and I don't have arthritis in the other fingers, you know, or whatever it is, but I don't, because I didn't bend it backwards. But if that's what's happening to you, then stop doing that. Stop bending your finger backwards on the backboard. Sometimes it's just logical. It's just common sense. Sometimes you're going to have to detox. Get the toxins out of your body. You know, cranberries are great antioxidants. Pomegranate juice. Actually, dark chocolate. The darker, the better. They contain antioxidants, okay? And then you can also, coffee has antioxidants as well. My favorite verse in the Bible is that Jesus pronounced all foods good. And saying that, he goes, it's not what goes into a mouth, but what comes out. And the Bible, I love whoever said it. Thus Jesus pronounced all foods good. And then even Peter, he said, Peter, kill and eat. He goes, I'm not going to eat that. And he goes, well, what I've called clean, don't call unclean. And yeah, he was referring to the Gentile, but he's also referring to the food. So when vegetarians come to me, tell them the same thing. And there's nothing wrong with being a vegetarian. Daniel did it for a period of time. I think he did it for about a month. But then he went right back eating the meat. Because he was healthy. You eat healthy. All right? Now, I'm not a dietitian, so don't go and say, Tom said. But just, you know, go see a nutritionist for your specific body type. I know this, and this is not a far-fetched one, but it's a crazy illustration. But I remember this woman had an incredible amount of fat on her body. All right? And right around her midsection, and she kept calling it baby fat. Well, her baby was 18 years old. And there's something else. And after praying with her, the Lord revealed stress. So she had this cortisol in her body, that just built fat from her stress. Sometimes it means living a stress-less life. Have a lifestyle that has less stress. And you know, there's a lot of people struggling with their weight. they're jogging, they're doing all the things, they're dieting, etc. And nothing's happening. Well, there's something deeper going on. Ask the Lord what it is. These are more practical things, but it's important to keep your healing instead of presuming that God, and God will, but instead of presuming on God, what you're doing is you're taking care of yourself. Remember, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. He dwells in you. It is your responsibility to take care of yourself. We're just beginning to learn this stuff. So, anyway, that's our lesson for today. And tomorrow and for the next few days, we're going to be dealing specifically with healing the sick. All right? I want you to go after this stuff. I want you to do this stuff. The Lord just showed me that there's somebody who has is dealing with road rage. And your infirmity had its beginnings at in that road rage, or is fueled by the road rage. Muscle tension, headaches is what you deal with on a regular basis. And God's healing you of those things, but He also wants to set you free from road rage. Okay? Give yourself extra time. Holy Spirit, we thank you for today. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, so if you want to donate to Tom and Sarah Ministries, you can email me, tomandsarahministries@gmail.com. I'll tell you how to do it. We do Cash App, PayPal, or Venmo are the three ones that I mainly use. I also have Zelle, but you know, I'm a little cautious of that. But yeah, go in and go ahead and email me and say, Tom, I wanna pledge to you X amount of dollars per month for your ministry to further it. We're believing for revival in Fairbanks. Revival is starting in Fairbanks. And we're going to go for this thing. And if you want to be a part of it, and you want to see God move while we put on these concerts and get these these places where we can have a concert in, an evangelism concert, and also evangelism meetings, we want to invite some speakers to come up to speak, but you need finances to do that. You want to donate it? PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo, email me, tomandsarahministries@gmail.com. And remember, any gift over $25, you get my two books together, okay? And you can have those, and I will mail them out to you as well. So those will be a gift to you. A donation of $25 or more will get you these two books, okay? Well, God bless you today. Have a great day. Remember, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And in Christ, you can do all things because He's the one that strengthens you. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.